From Radio Central, Service of 30, to Frank McGee, NBC News in Washington.
A former Republican sheriff has told the Senate Labor Management Rackets Investigating Committee he was kicked out of the GOP after refusing to use firearms to break up a union picket line at the Kohler plant in Wisconsin. Former Sheriff Theodore Mosch gave the testimony in a session that also brought the showing of about 900 feet of motion picture film made by the company of violence along the picket line. The film was displayed over the stringent protest of the union's attorney, Joseph Rao, who insisted it amounted to 40 minutes of testimony without interruption for cross-examination. Chairman John McClellan, with some heat, insisted the film would be shown, but woe be unto anyone attempting to use doctored film to sway the committee. This is Frank McGee, NBC News, Washington.
NBC Radio brings you Service of 30 every hour on the half hour, plus news every hour on the hour. One Man's Family, winner of 46 national awards, a Carlton E. Morse creation. One Man's Family, now in its 26th year, is dedicated to the mothers and fathers of the younger generation and to their bewildering offspring. In 60 seconds, we'll hear Chapter 43, Book 129 of the Barber Family Saga. But first, hear this.
Medical authorities state the most common type of headache is due to tension and emotional upsets. Common sense tells us that nervous tension headaches need special relief. It's not just enough to relieve pain. You also need to relieve the tension and dull, depressed feelings. That's why thousands of people today use Anacin tablets instead of other methods. In fact, 3 out of 4 doctors today recommend the ingredients in Anacin. You see, when a headache strikes, pain mounts up. You get nervous and feel depressed. Now, aspirin contains only 1 pain reliever. Add a buffering action, and you still have only 1. But Anacin is different. Anacin is like a doctor's prescription. That is a combination of medically proven ingredients. 1 to relieve your pain. 2 to calm nervous tension. 3 to relieve your depression. And Anacin does not upset your stomach. So for fast, fast, fast pain relief for headache, neuritis, and neuralgia, remember, it's always Anacin. A-N-A-C-I-N. Anacin tablets at any drugstore.
Be good to your family. Start dinner tonight with Campbell's tempting chicken noodle soup. Today, pinch hitter strikes out. Mrs. Jack Barber, waiting up for her husband, who is making a speech this evening, has spent the last half hour in her favorite chair in the living room trying to keep her eyes open. And now is about to give up.
Jack? Oh, front door. Wait a minute. Oh, Hank.
I saw the light still
on. I guess I'd fallen asleep. Come in. How are you? I'm waiting up for Jack. He's making a speech. Pinch hitting for a woman who had an accident. Oh, my.
Well, I won't stay long.
Oh, that's all right.
Grandfather says you've got that letter Mom wrote from Sun Valley.
Oh, goodness, do you know I haven't had time to read it?
Oh, well...
Oh, no, sit down. We'll read it together.
Mm.
It's here on the desk. I've been running at top speed for a week now, working on the girl's spring wardrobe. Let me see. I'll find it. How's Greta?
Oh, fine. A little lonesome when I'm not there and kind of chilly in Mom's house at night.
I understand Father Barber bought her an electric sheet.
Yeah, that helps if you stay in bed.
Oh, here it is.
Good.
Jack wanted me to be sure and read it. He says it's a great lesson in how to be a good corporation wife with a bad corporation.
Oh, poor Mom.
Here, I'll go on with my sewing and you read it aloud.
Okay.
First, one thing. Sharon was asking tonight, what's the date you and Greta have decided on?
For the wedding? June 27th. Why?
Nothing. We were talking about June weather. Well, go ahead and read.
Okay. Dear Father, Mother, and Family, Dan has signed all the final papers except one, and so will be general manager of the Duckworth Outdoor Stores, Incorporated, at $50,000 a year.
Yes, isn't that something?
Wow. And he says under California community property laws, half of what he makes is mine, and it looks as though I'll earn it. Huh?
Oh, that's a reference to Mrs. Duckworth.
Oh, yeah. As the wife of the general manager, I will be expected to attend conventions with Mrs. Duckworth.
Mm-hmm.
And this is indeed what Jack calls dancing a ballet on eggs. She has 2 vices. She drinks and talks. She drinks all the time and talks all the time. She will not drink alone, so the wife of the general manager is obliged to sit with her. And she cannot talk to herself, so the wife of the general manager must also listen. I am equally awash with words and ginger ale. Poor Mom. But, as Dan says, it cannot last forever, and we will leave here shortly, full of mingled emotions as well as soft drinks. I am so anxious to get back and help Hank and Greta make plans for the wedding. I'm sorry Greta had trouble with her grandmother, but glad she came to us and hope she'll be comfortable there in the house until I get back. Dan says we'll put in the new furnace immediately. And, huh?
Jack?
Hello. Oh, hi, Hank.
Hello, Uncle Jack.
How'd your speech go?
That's a long story. If you'll excuse me, Hank, I'm going to bed.
Sure, Uncle Jack. I just stopped in on my way home.
Night.
Jack? Did something go wrong, Jack?
I guess he's gone on up.
My goodness. Did he look feverish to you?
Well, he doesn't seem too happy.
Well, let me put away my sewing.
Where'd he talk?
Oh, it was the Library Association. A friend of mine, Ellen Ordways, chairman of the entertainment committee, and her speaker was in an accident. So she asked Jack to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And he went to pinch hit.
Oh, uh-huh. Well, that's always a tough spot when they expect somebody else. Well, do you want me to read the rest of this or not?
Well, I think I'd better go up and talk to Jack.
Oh, okay.
You take it along, Hank. Bring it back in the morning.
I'll stop in on my way to the hospital.
And if your mother's house is too cold, you tell Greta to come over here. We've often had people sleep on the Davenport, and they've always been snug and comfortable.
Okay, Aunt Betty. Go ahead now. I'll let myself out.
Turn out all the lights, will you?
Okay. Now, don't worry, and tell Uncle Jack I want to hear what happened.
In the mood he's in, I'll be lucky if I find out myself.
We'll return in just a moment to One Man's Family.
Hey, friend, think this drum will do?
What's up?
Swift has found a new way to make all sweet margarine.
Oh?
And I'm announcing it with a big bass drum. Boom, boom, boom. Buy new all sweet.
Really now, Clifford?
Well, you gotta make noise today. Boom, boom, boom. Or nobody will hear your commercial.
Have you tasted new all sweet?
You're darn right I have. All sweet's now made with the natural flavor formula for the most delicate natural flavor ever.
Why not just say that? Try new All Sweet because it's now made with the natural flavor formula for the most delicate natural flavor ever.
It won't work.
Clifford, you don't have to bang on a drum. Just ask women quietly to try new All Sweet because it's now made with the natural flavor formula for the most delicate natural flavor ever.
Oh.
And right now, Swift will pay them 15 cents to try new All Sweet. Details are on the package at their grocer's.
Well, what'll I do with my big bass drum?
Betty, coming into the master bedroom, finds her husband flat on his back in the big double bed, grimly staring at the ceiling. She starts to undress.
Jack?
Yeah?
Did you like my friend, Miss Ordway?
Huh.
How many were there?
I don't want to talk about it. Come to bed, Betty.
I will, Jack, but I've got to get undressed. Who introduced you, Ellen Ordway?
She sure did.
Oh, how old do you think she is?
She's a good wiry 40, I'd say.
Oh, it must be awful to be 40 years old and not have a husband.
She's never going to get a husband, either.
What happened, Jack? Now, I'll never go to sleep if you don't tell me. Ooh, let me crawl in. I'm cold. Now, turn the light off and tell me word for word. Go on, Jack. Please. Was it in the big meeting room?
In a hall down the library basement.
How many librarians were there?
I don't know. 150, 200 maybe. From all over the county. Well, when I got there, your pal said I was a darling to pinch hit like this, to accept without a lot of argument. She said ever since she's been chairman, it's been a struggle to get people to appear on the program. So I said, how long do you want me to talk? And she said, about an hour.
Mm-hmm.
So there was a dreary-looking bird-like little woman who played the Star Spangled Banner on the upright piano, and we sang that. Then there were minutes to the last meeting, and then your pal Ordway wound up for the introduction.
Did you forget to say you were a lawyer? Is that why you're mad?
Well, let me tell it.
I'm sorry.
This is the first, last, and only time I'm ever going to tell it, so listen carefully.
I'm sorry, Jack.
Well, she said, ladies and gentlemen, as you all know, Martha Finney, who was to have been our speaker, was in a head-on motor accident and broke her arm. Dr. Wentworth's here, and he's seen the x-rays, and he'll tell you how lucky she is to be alive. Martha's resting well and can have visitors starting next week. Also, as you know, the Young People's Quartet, which won the prize in San Rafael, was supposed to be here, But they won another contest in Los Angeles this afternoon and will be on TV tonight, so they couldn't come either. I had also lined up the Jolly Troubadours, four wonderful high school boys with banjos. But two of them have the flu, and so they canceled out also. You can see what a pickle I was in up to yesterday. But I have a friend who patronizes our library, and she has a nice, agreeable husband who sometimes makes speeches. And so I spoke to her, and she said, just ask him. And so, ladies and gentlemen, it gives me great pleasure to present to you Mr. Jack Barber, the first man I called.
Oh, no!
I never overcame the introduction. They folded their arms, sat back, and seemed to say, all right, you eager beaver. I don't want to talk about it anymore. Now, later, or any time. When we wake up in the morning, let's just pretend I had a bad dream.
More of the Barbers in just a moment.
More families, far more families, use X-Lax than any other laxative. X-Lax is the preferred laxative for one important reason. X-Lax helps you toward your normal regularity, gently, overnight. Today, many doctors recommend trusted X-Lax for youngsters as well as grown-ups.
That's because X-Lax gives you the relief you want, the gentle way that nature wants, without upset, without embarrassing urgency. When you take chocolated X-Lax at night, it does not disturb your sleep. And X-Lax is so effective that the next morning, you'll be well on your way toward your normal regularity. Seldom, if ever, will you need X-Lax the next day.
Little wonder that of all the laxatives made today, tablet, powder, or liquid, X-Lax is the most popular. Next time, any time that you or any member of your family needs a laxative, make that laxative pleasant-tasting chocolated X-Lax. Introductory size, only 15 cents.
It's breakfast time now. Betty, alone in the kitchen, is preparing to fill eight bowls with hot cereal when the back door opens.
Morning, Aunt Betty.
Oh, come in, Hank.
Here's the letter. That last part is pretty funny. Don't miss it.
If there's a laugh in it, I can use it.
Oh? What happened to Uncle Jack?
Just put it out of your mind. We're never going to talk about it.
Oh, I can't believe it was that bad.
He says he was a pinch hitter and he happened to strike out. Had your breakfast?
No, not yet. I'm calling for Greta and we'll eat at Markham's Grill. We prefer it. Well, oh, yeah, Mom phoned last night from Twin Falls, Idaho. She refused to fly home with the Duckworths.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so she'll be in about 10 at International and I'm going to meet her. Dan's flying home with the Duckworths later tonight.
My goodness, what do you suppose caused that?
Well, I can guess if I know Mom. She prefers a sober pilot. So long, Aunt Betty. Don't let things get cold.
One Man's Family, which comes to you Monday through Friday, is written by Harlan Ware and directed by Carlton E. Morse. This program has been selected to be heard by our armed forces overseas through the worldwide facilities of the Armed Forces Radio Service. In Chapter 44, Book 129... The General Manager returns. Frank Barton speaking. One Man's Family, winner of 46 national awards, now in its 26th year, is a Carlton E. Morse production and comes to you from California.